KCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Meter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. We're going to get set up to call the roll and get everybody set up. And what we're going to be doing now is making sure that we acknowledge the folks that have used the pre-net check-in on the website. So let's start off with those folks, and then we'll move off to any Echolink stations that may join us, and then we'll get into the RF sections, starting with India through Lima in just a moment. So stand by. We'll get the pre-net check-ins done, and then we'll move forward. With KF4CKT, that's John. I got KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. I've got KC4PLT, that's Rich in Flowery Branch. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. NC9V, that's Leon, one of our net controllers, along with his special person there. And KE4DXJ, that's Wendy. Both of them in Hendersonville. Moving on, we've got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. W2AMD, that's Andy in Simpsonville. Got KG4QLQ, that's Linda. And KG4PFI, that's Don. They're both in Piedmont. I got KI4LZI, that's Andy. They're in Pickens and Table Rock. WA4JJZ, that's also Andy in Aiken, coming in through the pre-net check-in. We've got W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. Our last few, we've got K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in TR. KB2BYQ, well, that's David there in Easley. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher. And KG4WNP, that's Landon there in Greenville, better part of the center of the county. All right, folks, I don't see any Echolink stations. So on the off chance that we get one of those, we'll take a break for any Echolink to join us. But tonight, being Tuesday night, well, that's that means it's time for the India through Lima. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net. All right, India through Lima, time to check in. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
For WHN. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. Today I'm James, Furnace Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And then it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
For WHN. Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we've got KK4JFO, that's James, there up on the mountain. Thanks for joining us tonight, James. And KO4JKV, well, that's Duncan, another one of our net controllers. Glad to hear your voice tonight, Duncan. Anybody else in the India through Lima group, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And net control would like to recognize KK4 JBQ. That's Larry, along with his bride, KC4 MFK. That's Donna. All right, we've got one group covered, and I've got a fresh new EchoLink station that's joined us. So EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, now's your time. Call KQ4 WHN or just net control. Welch, and I could tell there was a voice back there, but I couldn't hear much else. You want to try again?
Yeah, check in KQ4 SCK. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Sierra Zulu Kilo, Chris in Greenville.
I'm Chris, KQ4 SZK, Chris in Greenville. Thanks for joining us tonight. Got your name on the list, sir. We'll move on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4 WHN or Net Control.
Control. Morning, Mark. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Red. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
We're WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and we'd like to recognize and welcome Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. That's Lorena, and she brings along the family. KK4DMW, that's Rick, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks once again for bringing the family in and adding to our numbers tonight. Anyone else in the Mike Through Papa group, go ahead and give us a call, KQ4WHN.
WHN. WG4MC, this is Matt Western Greenville County, be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
Relay on. Control would like to recognize WG4MC. That's Matt there in Western Greenville County. Thanks for joining us tonight. Matt, another one of our net control operators. I think I heard another voice come in right after you unkeyed. Was there anybody else in that group that I did not hear? Because I only heard Matt if somebody else called out in that same moment. Another EchoLink station, so let's go ahead and give them a chance. EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim from Berea. Actually, I'm Jefferson, Indiana right now. Negative and negative.
Gotcha, KO4YHY. Thanks for joining us via EchoLink tonight. Glad that a little travel doesn't stop you from checking in. Anybody else in the Mike Through Papa group will give it one more shout. Call KQ4WHN. On to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling in. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris, in Liberty. And I'll be negative. And also, please check in my cousin Chad. His call sign is Kilo Oscar 4. November Uniform Echo. Normally in Campobello, he's with me in Liberty tonight. And he will be negative 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 also. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Chen.
We're WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and I'd like to recognize N0TR, that's Tom there in Greer. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tom. And then, of course, after Tom, nearly every time I've called the net, well, we've got KO4QLG, that's Chris, hanging out in Liberty with his cousin Chad, KO4NUE. Thanks for getting everybody checked in there, guys. Appreciate you joining us tonight. And I think it's time to move on. Well, no, actually, let's try Quebec through Tango one more time. I've only called it once. Let's call it one more time. Anybody else in the Quebec through Tango group, call KQ4WHN.
WHN. November 2, CL Whiskey Juliet. That's Scott down here in Greer.
Give me your call sign one more time. I got November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet, and that doesn't look right.
It should be it. It's my new call sign. It used to be Kilo Romeo Golf Echo Golf.
Well, the FCC database that I updated yesterday hadn't caught up with it, but I will make sure that we adopt the proper name on the check-in. So thank you for that correction, and hopefully in the next couple of days all of that stuff will catch up on the back end. So thanks for joining us tonight, Scott, and good to hear your voice.
Hey, three to everybody.
Hey, let's move on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be Uniform through Zulu. U3Z, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
KQ4WHN. 4X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
In Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane up there in Cleveland. Got K4XB on the other end of Greenville County, due south in the southern part. That's Tommy. And KQ4TBD, he brings along Angela. Glad to have everybody come in and join us tonight. And then square in the middle right here with me, I've got KQ4YQI. That's Jose. Thanks for being a regular on Tuesday nights for me, Jose. Glad to hear your voice. Anybody else in the Uniform through Zulu group, U through Z, call KQ4WHN. Okay, Link Station is getting away, so let's jump on to the next alphabetic group, and that's going to be the folks at the top of the alphabet. That's Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN.
Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR, Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, Ben.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KQ4WHN. Hey, Mark. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and I would like to recognize KR4ACR. That's Terry and Moore. Thanks for joining us again tonight, Terry. Always good to hear your voice. Got W4DJW. That's Dave. Dave, I'm glad to hear that some of the responsibilities on your shoulders are starting to fall away and you get a chance to go out and fly your drones and make the birds nervous. So thank you, sir, for your service, and hopefully they'll continue to lighten your load so you can have a much more fun weekend and afternoons when you don't have to do so much of the busy work. Hopefully we can all help you do that. Got KI4DOS, that's Gary, along with his pretty little bride, K3JOY. Well, thanks for joining us, Gary. Gary is one of our net controllers. Dave is one of our net controllers when needed, but also the standing network control manager. So love that we've got all of the folks responsible for making this stuff happen, showing up and getting logged in tonight. One more call for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN. It's time for the patient group, the folks that have been waiting the longest. I appreciate your patience, and here you go. It's time for the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel, Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
Q4WHN.
Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
WHN. Thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in K4HNR, Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor. I'm over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
KQ4, WHN. In Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 Greg in Hendersonville. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Mark.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net. And I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick calling down from Penrose. Thank you for joining us tonight, Patrick. I've got KC4EZN. That's Harry. Thanks for joining us and getting onto the list there tonight, Harry. I'm always glad to hear your voice as well. I got K4HNR. That's Connor. I've heard that voice so many times. It's starting to wonder why I can't remember the call sign when I hear the voice, but I'll put them together eventually. Thanks for joining us tonight, Connor. And then KR4 Echo, 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 that's Greg there in Hendersonville. All right, we've got all the way through the alphabet, so let's open it up through the entire alphabet, and that's going to be Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anyone within the sound of my voice, go ahead and call us. Let's get you checked in Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
WHN. Call on the net. Running a little late as usual. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. No traffic, no comments. Good to hear you and everyone checking in. 7-3, we'll talk to you in soon.
WHN with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to recognize AK4HR, that's Mike, there in Simpsonville. Mike, you bring us up to 48 check-ins tonight. It's been a while since I've had that many. Usually I got up to 50 without a problem, so I feel like there's more waiting for us out there. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, give me a call. It's KQ4WHN or net control. Well, go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We're going to begin again the rank chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank chews. Don't have anybody marked down for comments tonight, but that never stops me. That's one of those things that I can just go on and on and on and talk. It's a skill that I learned from my mother. So got a news article tonight that just kind of fascinated me, and that's the folks at the Secret Service found a rat's nest of servers in New York City near the United Nations, and apparently somebody was about to do something bad with the communications network. I'm going to read a little bit of the quote on some of the stuff that I found here in just a minute. So basically what they've done is they've got 300 what they call SIM servers, and these are basically Raspberry Pi devices, so they're, you know, no bigger than a pack of cigarettes. And then they went off and decided that they're going to connect 100,000 SIM cards, probably virtually, into this network of 300 SIM servers. And according to the folks that know how all this stuff works, quoting from an article here with U.S. News, and Anthony J. Ferranti, a global head of cybersecurity at a practice called FTI, International Consulting, said the photos show a very sophisticated and established sim farm that could be used for a number of nefarious activities, including the potential to overwhelm cellular networks with millions of calls in just a few minutes. It doesn't really give us any indication what might be happening once they take down the cellular networks, but, you know, being in IT and seeing all sorts of attacks coming in via the Internet, you know, this is a classic denial-of-service attack. If they're going to take down the phone network, and you know, they're talking about taking down communications with the New York City Police Department, some of the federal agencies, what might they have been trying to pull off there? But everybody's speculating on that, and some other details may be forthcoming. We'll see. But sounds like the guys in the suits may have saved us another really, really bad week. I don't know. That was just interesting to me. Was kind of a something that popped up in the news in the regular cycle. They said they had, you know, hundreds of servers, and they were going to take down the telecommunications network, and I was struggling to figure out how you're going to do that. But when I saw the picture and all the cellular antennas and all the devices, that's that makes more sense to me. Okay. So, anybody want to have a discussion on that one? My knowledge of networking in the wireless space is a little limited, but you know, I have the basics down. I understand how that works. But if anybody's got any real experience there and understands how all that can be put together, love to hear from you. Anybody have any other comments, questions, or you just want to check in? Well, that's what we're here for. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Net Control. America, Japan 4, Echo November. The name is Bobby. I'm in Lawrence, but I'm headed to the house. Back to Lord, so y'all take care, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll catch up with you soon. Negative news.
Gotcha. AJ 4, Echo November. That's Bobby, probably on his way home. Thanks for checking in with us, Bobby. I'm always glad to hear you come in right there as I'm getting ready to try and transition into something else, but glad to hear you come and join us tonight. You're number 49 on my check-in, so anybody else, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, want to check in, go ahead and give us a call here at KQ4WHN. Which to me, Internet, and the control would like to recognize KQ4ZYK. That's Roger there in Taylor's. Thanks for joining us tonight, Roger. Good to hear your voice, and you are my number 50, so I can sleep heartily tonight knowing that I met my quota for the evening. That's always my goal, is to hit 50, and you're my guy. So thanks for doing that. Anybody with any thoughts on my sailor sim farm and the chaos that could be happening there? Love to have any insight if you happen to have any. I know that the details are a little sparse on the news articles. Like I said, they started off with saying it was a server farm, and that didn't make sense to me until I saw a whole bunch of antennas, and they explained that there's potentially millions of calls that could be generated by hundreds of thousands of activated SIMs that are probably virtual, not physical SIM cards, and then they come out and flood the network. So anybody anywhere want to have a conversation about that one? I'd love to hear anybody with experience or just theories. It's one of those things, just want to kind of understand a little better. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN, AK4HR. Quick comment.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, it's funny because, you know, when you kind of talk about cell phones and, you know, computers and that kind of things, and most days we're doing good just to keep them going for the purposes we need. I know anybody that's ever been to, like, a, you know, college football game or, you know, professional game or a race or anything with 40,000-50,000 fans and their cell phones trying to get on, you know, I don't know that that's considered a denial of service, but, you know, that many people at once, And, you know, for me, I again, it's not funny because of what's going on. It's just, to me, it strikes me strange that we can't normally get stuff working for the good, if that makes sense, normal purposes, and then people want to do stuff to make it work in the opposite direction. But it just strikes me as funny, over.
Obviously, they spent a lot of money to make this thing happen, and they had to rent space in a fairly expensive part of New York City. So I feel like somebody has paid the rent there, and they're going to be able to track them down pretty easily without a whole lot of effort. But you know, they could have rented the property, put in the gear, and later in the article that I went through and quoted a little bit on, they said they could be operating that from anywhere in the world at this point. So they got internet access. Hopefully, the Secret Service was able to surveil some of the network traffic once they found the rat's nest, and they're at least have an idea of where to look. But if they're not within reach of the U.S., which, yeah, it happens, be interesting to see what the overall plan was. But one of many situations where you just don't know.
True. And of course, I joke all the time. I remember when the promise of computers was they were going to make our lives easier. I don't know if anybody else remembers that. I think really all we've got is
be totally paperless. That's been the goal. And anybody that knows that you go to see CVS and you're anything but paperless when you get done.
Talked about a couple of years ago. I'm not sure if it still is quite the same. Of course, you know, there's all kinds of quote-unquote issues with digital. You know, again, for a long time they were talking about, you know, we were going to go digital and save paper, and quite a while when home printers were the thing and office printers were the thing, you know, it was so easy to print that we actually, like, doubled. Of course, that number's made up, but anyway, the number of printouts actually increased because it was so easy to make changes and people could just say, oh, I made a mistake and I'm going to print it out again. But, of course, that's changed in my lifetime, I think, to now hardly anything comes printed out unless you ask for it. You can even look at our own licenses. The FCC doesn't print them out. You have to print them out at home now. So, you know, that's changed. And, of course, they've talked about the changes in just prints in general. For example, photos. You know, there's a lot of people that don't print out photos anymore. They're either on their computer or on their phone or on a digital frame at home. And so I think a couple of years ago I read that this current generation may be one of the first without a lot of pictures of themselves, like children pictures, family pictures, event pictures, because they don't upload them or save them or print them out anywhere.
Learned that things like the dictionary and the encyclopedia are things that can change on a dime. And suddenly something you knew to be true is no longer documented anywhere. I find that a little disturbing. I prefer all of my bills and all of my payments to be electronic. But I think human institutional knowledge at some point needs to be on paper, just so that you have some way to go back and compare what you know versus what you think you know. Because things do change, and whether it's the dictionary or the vote count, I have become a huge fan of paper and log files and all sorts of things. I just don't think we're ready to give them up yet. But maybe somewhere, somehow, we'll figure out that vital balance in between the two.
This is AK4HR in the Rag 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net with KQ4WHN. And, yeah, Mark, you know, I won't hold it too long because, again, don't need to kind of keep going, but... You know, it is funny now that I can't think of what they call it, but, you know, it's the thing where a group of us think a certain way. Like the big one is like the Fruit of the Loom logo. They're on the internet, but there's no cornucopia in the Fruit of the Loom logo. And there's all kinds of those throughout history where, like, the common conception is it's a certain way, and I can't for the life of me think of what that's called right now. But I look at those on the internet, and I'm like, I know that was there when we were kids, and now they're saying it wasn't. So it's just all more and more confusing, and now I forget more than I remember. So it's just kind of, those kind of things definitely don't help. But anyway, Mark, I enjoyed the conversation. I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you for a final, and then I'll go ahead and clear out. Say K4HR, passing it back to Net Control.
4WHN, yeah, Mike, that's called the Mandela Effect. That's one of those things that you you know for sure that things like the phrase "beam me up, Scotty" happened sometime in Star Trek, or there's a bunch of different examples of those where you just you're absolutely certain that you saw that happen at some point and it never did, and that's just the way the brain works, and that's the fun part of it. But yeah, that's life. That's how neurology works. That's you know, as we get further along and more sure of things, I love to have some of the stuff that I think I know written down. Well, yeah, it can still be digital. I'm not against that. But when it comes to anything that's super important, you know, letters amongst family, I might type it up on the computer, but I'm at least gonna print it out. So, you know, they're always going to have something that they can hold on to if they find whatever I'm sending to them meaningful. They'll have that there to them. And, yeah, I'm going to communicate email and text message and everything else. But, man, it's so quick to go away when the world shifts or a storm comes or, you know, the guys at AT&T or Verizon have a bad day. It does happen. Well, this is KQ4WHN on the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Let's go ahead and throw out one more call, or at least another call, for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you like check-in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, I'm your guy. Call KQ4WHN.
Hey, Net Control. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Whiskey, Quebec. This is Jimmy down here in Anderson.
This is Net Control, recognizing KO4VWQ. Jimmy there in Anderson. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jimmy. Good to hear from you, and glad you have put me over the top. I'm now at 51 check-ins. I don't know why it matters to me, but, you know, I just feel like I've come here to do something, and we're getting to the numbers where I want to say, hey, we've done something. So appreciate you guys coming in and joining the conversation tonight. I think we've called check-ins. Any other comments, thoughts, questions, news items? I'm not going to read the commodity reports like the folks over in Anderson, but anything else that we need to know about just in our daily lives, go ahead and give us a call here at KQ4WHN. Just to wrap up the conversation about my news article, reading from the Secret Service website, the official news repository of the U.S. Secret Service. They confirm it was 300 co-located SIM servers, 100,000 SIM cards across multiple sites. So I guess it was more than one apartment or one space that they had. And they had the ability to carry out anonymous telephonic threats, conduct a wide range of telecommunications attack, disabling cell towers, enabling denial-of-service attacks, facilitating anonymous encrypted communication between potential threat actors and criminal enterprises. So real blacklist Raymond Reddington kind of thing going on there. Forensic examination of the devices, and that's continuing to go on. Early analysis indicates similar communications between nation-state threat actors and individuals that are known to federal law enforcement. So, yeah, but whatever they uncovered here probably is going to require a little bit of more investigation and maybe trying to figure out who was involved and root them out before they go off and do something silly. Well, I can always tell when it's getting quiet and the number of check-ins is diminishing, so I'll go ahead and throw out one last call. Any comments, questions, check-ins, this is your opportunity to join us and check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'll call this last call, but if you have a comment or something else you would like to bring to the attention of everybody listening, well, you can do that too. Either way, give me a call here at KQ4WHN. All right, this is KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. sounds like we're about to wrap it up, folks, so give me a second, and I will get my net report ready, and in the meantime, we'll get everybody a chance to get back to doing what they need to do so they can get to work tomorrow. Or hold on one sec. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Don't forget, tomorrow night, that's Wednesday, that's Gary, why am I suddenly struggling with Gary? KI4DOS, that's it. It's getting to me, folks. Maybe it's time for me to go to bed. Don't forget Gary tomorrow night, KI4DOS. He's going to be running the net tomorrow night, and he'll always, on Wednesday night, has the swap net. So join him if you can, and I'm going to go ahead and return the reader back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everyone.